It was, by any measure, a remarkable event. 35 years ago tonight, Neil Armstrong became the first human to walk on the moon. That small step was the climax of the first American space program, and it demonstrated to the world in those days of the Cold War, or at least it was meant to demonstrate, that when it came to science and technology, America really was number one. As if to prove that point, remember, this was 1969. As the astronauts lowered themselves down the ladder and cavorted over the lunar surface, their every action was captured by a TV camera and broadcast live around the world. Millions of people watched the events as they unfolded, and almost everyone old enough to remember remembers what they were doing as they watched. Yesterday, we asked you to send us your stories about the moon landing. Mark Gaines of Overland Park, Kansas, was a 14-year-old boy at the time who lived and breathed the space program. That evening, he wrote, "Our whole family sat in our screen porch watching the moon landing. My 80-year-old grandmother watched with us and talked about the first time she saw an airplane fly in 1907. She was my age when the Wright brothers took their first flight, and here she sat, watching man's first step on another world. What an explosion of knowledge and technology she witnessed. It's a shame that although she died 25 years ago, she also witnessed man's last step on another world." Kim Palermo Bagardis of Greenport, New York, was also a teenager at the time. She was 13 and went to a baseball game at Yankee Stadium that night. Partway through the game, she wrote, the message, "The Eagle has landed," appeared on the scoreboard. The crowd cheered. Then the game stopped and everyone in the entire stadium stood for a moment of silence. Later that night, we watched the first steps on the moon on TV. As impressive as that broadcast was, my cherished memory is that of the silence at Yankee Stadium as thousands of people stood and thought about the reality of astronauts landing on the moon. We also heard from Scott Gregory of Kansas City, Missouri. He says he's the only guy alive back then who didn't see it. "And I lived in Houston, home to the space program," he wrote. "I was asleep. My wife tried to awaken me, saying it was an historic event and all that. I mumbled in my sleep, 'If it's that big a deal, they'll rerun the tape.'" He went on to add, "I wasn't at Woodstock either." We're remembering the moon landing. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And now there's Larry Clifton, who joins us from his office in Vancouver, Washington. Larry, your email said you were a space junkie and were in the Army at the time, stationed at a naval air station in New Jersey. We don't have to go into why a soldier was at a naval base, but tell us what happened that night.
Well, I had gone down to the day room where there were about 40 sailors watching this little black and white television. And just as Neil Armstrong was crawling out of the lunar module onto the ladder, a couple of the Marines that were on guard duty burst in and ordered everybody to clear out and return to their bunks. Well, I knew better than to argue with the Marine and not even try to reason with the Marine, so I just quietly dropped down to the floor and crawled behind a couch and peeked out the other side to the television, and so I was actually hiding behind a couch when I was watching the first steps on the moon. And I remember how exciting it was, but it was absolutely exhilarating to know that I'd outsmarted the Marines to be able to watch that.
Well, what was the crisis? Did you ever find out?
No, I don't. I was afraid that they were kind of clearing it out so that they could watch it by themselves, but I had the room to myself, so.
There alone with Neil Armstrong.
That's right.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Larry Clifton joined us from his office in Vancouver, Washington. And finally, we want to hear from Laverne Reed, who joins us from her home in northern Minnesota. You were in New York City at the time?
Right.
And tell us, you wrote to us about a particular song that arose from that event.
Right. My friend Bob Crew, who is quite a songwriter.
The Bob Crew generation, I remember that.
Pardon me?
The Bob Crew generation, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's exactly the Bob Crew I'm talking about. Anyway, Bob and I were in Central Park in New York City, and the moon was full, and as we were gazing it, I told him, imagine there's an American flag flying on the moon. Well, he really wasn't really paying too much attention to what was going on, and he said, what do you mean? And I said, there's an American flag flying on the moon. He says, well, where? And I said, on the Sea of Tranquility. And he says, well, tell me about it. And I said, Apollo 11 had landed there, and they had, in quotes, planted the American flag on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
So he took a piece of paper and a pen, which a lot of songwriters will have handy, and he went out of the car, and as he was leaning over the hood of the car, he wrote this. And this took him only like about 5 or 10 minutes. And anyway, Judy Carn ended up recording it, and she sang it on the following week on the Ed Sullivan Show, and it's called The American Moon.
Do you have it there in front of you?
Yep.
You want to give it a shot?
Okay. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. There's an American flag on the moon tonight, flying red and blue and white. There's an American flag waving on the moon tonight. There's an American flag, can't you see, sitting in the sea of tranquility. There's an American flag waving on the moon tonight. I'm not a bit neurotic, not a bit psychotic. Oh, no, no, I'm only patriotic. Gloriosky, what a kick. I'm a lunatic. It's an American moon, if you please. Refer to it now as American cheese. Stars and stripes light up the Milky Way. Apollo 11 delivered our heavenly right to say, the man on the moon is a citizen of the USA. So stand up and brag for your grand old flag. Waving on the moon, waving on the moon, waving on the moon tonight.
And they say Irving Berlin was a songwriter. Thanks very much, Laverne. That's great.
Okay, thank you.
And our thanks to everybody else who wrote in their memories. Sorry we could not get to them all. There is a lot more about the moon landing and this 35th anniversary at our website, npr.org. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.